Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host. Carla Broussard, our guest this hour, next hour, Tim Staples, both hours open forum. So go ahead and start dialing 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. Open forum means open to anyone, first of all. Don't exclude yourself. As the Pope says, todos, todos, todos. That means everybody, everybody, everybody. Welcome. And also, open forum means you choose the topic. Is there a Catholic teaching that you'd like to talk about this hour that confuses you, or you're not sure that you can accept, or you'd like some help explaining to someone else something about Jesus, something about the Bible, something about the moral teachings of the church? 888-318-7884. Now, I'm going to give out that number one more time, but that's the last time I'm going to give it out this hour, because I got to give out the other number, because today is the last day of our funding drive. And we have these drives just 3 days, just a total of 6 hours every 3 months, to try to make sure that we are fully funded for the coming 3 months. So the number to call if you've got a question for Carlo this hour or Tim next hour, 888-318-7884. The other number is for the pledge drive. And here we are in the very last hours, the last 2 hours of the pledge drive. Let me give you an update of where we are, and then I will introduce our guest this hour, Carla Broussard. We had a $100,000 match. We've used it all up. God bless you. Thank you very much for doing that. But we have a $220,000 goal. So we're at $110,000 raised. That means in the next 2 hours, we'd like to raise another $110,000. So we're halfway. We're 50%. We're right in the middle. And well, in order to help us do that, let me tell you, we started this out with a $100,000 match. And two very generous donors said, hey, you know what? I want to get in on this. I want to help you out. I want to do what I can. And so for just this hour, we have a $20,000 match. It's an additional match that folks have called in. Two large donors called in and said, I'll cover you for another hour. So if we can raise $20,000 this hour, we'll get $20,000. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. Please pick up the phone and call, because the second hour today is likely to be busy on the phones. And this is a great opportunity to get through 14 of our colleagues are on the phones ready to take your calls at this moment. That's up to 16. They're getting on the line now. 888-291-8000. Every pledge, every gift, every dollar given is matched dollar for dollar up to $20,000 this hour. 888-291-8000. You can also go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text the word Catholic to 24365. They all get you to the same place. They all get matched up to $20,000. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. If you'd like to, again, if you'd like to go online to do it, just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Carla Broussard, the author of a whole bunch of books, and now the author of a PhD thesis, is our guest this hour. Carla, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Cy. Thanks for having me, my friend.
Thanks for coming to help us raise a little money, too. We got to pay the bills.
Absolutely. Amen to that.
Well, the nice thing about this is that we have such generous listeners that we also get to have you do your regular job this hour. So we'll be answering questions like we always do. I'm noticing all those phone lines are full, so we'll have plenty of questions for folks. I would like to ask people to right now, fill up those lines, the lines for giving your gift, because we do have this last match of $20,000 that has come in to help us reach our goal. We need to raise $110,000. The first $20,000 that's given is going to be matched dollar for dollar today, 888-291-8000. And again, the advantage of calling now is early in the program. For example, there's just one caller on right now. Well, as I said that, it popped up to three. And that means there's lots of people waiting for your calls, and there won't be later in the show. They will be very busy. So now, at least from our perspective, needing your help is a perfect time to call, 888-291-8000. 8,000. I'll tell you what, Carlo, I think I'll just let folks dial that number and let you answer a question while they do. Is that all right?
Yeah, absolutely. Sure thing. Let's do it.
All right. Let's start with rain. That's a dirty word here in Southern California right now. Rain is in New Jersey. Rain, thank you for the call.
Hi. Thank you. I just want to say that we love listening to Catholic Answers, and we love especially the Catholic Answers game show. So,
awesome.
Well, you're talking to the man himself, Pig Latin Carlo Broussard.
We compete in the car. We're very competitive when it comes to the game show.
Can we hang on, Rain? Can we get a game show scheduled? Well, I don't know when the next one is, but we need another game show. Look, Rain wants it. We're going to do it. Get one scheduled.
There you go. There you go.
All right.
Maybe Rain can be a guest. Maybe she can be a contestant on the show.
Well, that'll...
Okay, I would love to be a contestant.
Yeah, that'll depend on how well you do with this question, Rain. let's see some evidence that you'll be a good contestant. Go ahead, Rain.
Okay. So, I've been debating about this with our friend for a really long time. So, is it sinful to use a train ticket again if they didn't collect it previously on the first trip? Can you use it again?
Yeah, that's a very good question. And Rain, I'm going to be honest, and my initial response is I can understand how it would be very tempting. And I might be honest here and say I don't know if I'm virtuous enough to be able to immediately resist it with all strength there. But to intellectually analyze that, Rain, I would have to come to the conclusion that, yes, it would be a form of stealing, because the trip on the train, that particular trip, or a trip on the train after you have already used your ticket and the trip that you paid for, the other trip on the train would not be yours to order towards your own good, right? It would belong to the train company. And so for you to take that trip that does not belong to you, that would be a form of stealing. And so even though the conductor maybe didn't tag the ticket, or you know, you got your ticket and you would be able to technically use it again without them knowing, I would, as I analyze that, Rain, I come to the conclusion that that would be a form of stealing. And so I would recommend that you avoid it and purchase a separate ticket rather than stealing that trip that is not yours for your taking, not yours to be taken except by paying for it. Si, you got some comments on that one?
I got a question. I just want to know if Rain was on the winning side or losing side of that argument. Which side were you on?
Definitely losing.
Oh,
100%.
I'm sorry to hear it. Go pay the train. You owe the train company money, Rain. But it's nice.
No.
You know what, though?
Well, she didn't say she did it.
No.
She was asking about it.
Okay. I think you'd make a great guest. I say you pass the audition. Edgar's going to get your information before we let you go. Hang on. Then if a game show's coming up soon, we'll see if we can get you on as a contestant. And maybe we'll get an honest person on, too, to go against her. What do you think, Carlo? Somebody that... I'm not saying you're dishonest, Rain. I apologize. That was rude. 888-291-8000 is the number to call to make your pledge of support. We love doing this job. We love talking with people like Rain and all kinds of people. People practicing the faith, people not practicing the faith, people with a deep understanding of the faith, and people who are just barely beginning to have a grasp of what Christianity is, of who Jesus is. Whoever it is, we love talking with them, and we love sharing the faith, and we need your help to keep doing that. We have a $20,000 match this hour, and it's any gift from $1 to $20,000, from a monthly gift of $5 a month to a monthly gift of $500 a month. All covered, all matched until we use up the $20,000. 888-291-8000. It's the last day of the drive. We've got a long way to go. If we could beg this time. If we could just beg you to get on the phone right now and fill up those phones, 888-291-8000. And if people will keep getting on the phones, I will keep letting Carlo answer questions, and I won't take your time begging, so to speak. But there are 15 lines open right now. Catholic Answers Live is given to all of our affiliates, to anyone who runs this program for free. We don't want to go to a radio station, especially because many—I don't know if you know this—but many Catholic radio stations are small operations. There are big Catholic radio networks, but there are lots of small Catholic radio stations. Like I'm thinking about our friend out there in Hilo, Hawaii. Just the, you know, in the, out there in the middle of the Pacific, this small signal, basically run by one person. We don't want to charge people for the show, and you make it possible for that programming to get all around the world, whether it's in the middle of the Pacific Ocean or whether it's in Africa or Asia or wherever this show is being heard right now. You make it possible because we can make it free to anybody who wants to broadcast it. Would you help us do that? 888-291-8000. Two things I can promise you. We will do our very best to make the best use we can of the money. We don't waste money around here. We are not a big budget operation with lots of bells and whistles. We just do the best we can with what we have. The other thing that I can promise you is up to $20,000 this hour, your pledge will be matched. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. And Carlo, I would ask you a question. I mean, this giving to Catholic Answers and keeping Catholic Answers on the air, the church itself has supported that kind of work.
Absolutely. The Second Vatican Council in its decree on the means of social communication teaches that the latest media of social communication are indispensable means for evangelization. And once it establishes that principle, it then moves to oblige, basically, to impose an obligation upon the faithful to give effective support to good radio programs. I think a lot of people listening right now would agree with us that Catholic Answers Live is a good radio program. And so to follow the Second Vatican Council's encouragement there, I would encourage our listeners to call in and give some financial support to Catholic Answers Live and Catholic Answers so we can continue doing the good work that we do. And the decree side goes on to advise the church's children of, here it is, the obligation they have to maintain and assist Catholic radio. And then it articulates the principal objective of Catholic radio, which is our mission at Catholic Answers, and that is to spread and defend the truth and foster Christian influence in human society. And so there you have it, Sia, for our listeners out there who are Catholic. You have Holy Mother Church urging you on and saying, hey, children, you have an obligation to call in right now and give effective financial support for good Catholic radio programming. Catholic Answers Live is good radio programming. And so therefore, give us a call and give us your support. We'd be very grateful for that support to continue to do the good work that we do. And, you know, speaking of good work, Si, I was doing a 3-night mission for the students at St. John the Evangelist on campus at Oklahoma State University. And one of the young gentlemen that I was chatting with over dinner was telling me how Catholic Answers was huge in his conversion from being a Presbyterian to Catholic. So when he was 18, he started studying the faith, started asking the right questions, and came across the ministry of Catholic Answers and started reading our articles, watching our videos and the podcasts, et cetera. And through that research and inquiry, the ministry of Catholic Answers helped him to convert to Catholicism. And so he's a student there at OSU, and he was attending the mission and just expressing his gratitude to me and to Catholic Answers and the whole team for the work that we do, because it changed his life. And his family's still Protestant, but yet he converted, and he had enough courage to do so, blessed be God. But that just goes to show you, Si, the good work that we do here at Catholic Answers, it does change people's lives. But here's the key: we cannot bring about that fruit and be effective in our ministry if our voice is not heard, right? And so how do we make our voice heard? Well, we need to keep the lights on. We need the financial contributions of our listeners to support us so that we can continue producing great programs and media ministries in order to reach people throughout the nations, throughout the world, and to bring people to the fullness of truth and life that subsists in the Catholic Church.
Amen, brother. Just pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000 and make your pledge. 888-291-8000. $20,000 match this hour. If we use it up, we come a long way towards getting to that $220,000 goal we have to be fully funded for all the radio and video and podcasting and School of Apologetics work that our media department does. We'd like to fund it all. 888-291-8000. I'll just make this one special request, this ask, and then I will go right to the phones. And that is this. You can join Society 315 and become a member of our Basic Giving Society, where you get the T-shirt and you get the car magnet, Catholic Answers car magnet, but you also get a one-year premium membership to the Hallow app, the number one Catholic prayer app in the world. All that and then tons of interesting stuff sent to you throughout the course of the year. That's $10 a month. And so we've got 13 lines open. Could I get 13 new donors who have not given before to come in at the $10 a month level right now while we have those 13 lines open? 888-291-8000. Is that something you could do? Could you be a $10 a month donor? We'd love to send you all the benefits, but we'd also really deeply appreciate your gift. But one more thing. It'll all be matched dollar for dollar. So $10 a month becomes $20 a month for the full year for us. Can I get those calls right now? 13 lines open at the moment, 888-291-8000. I know there are 13 people out there that could pick up the phone right now and maybe do something that you've thought you've wanted to do, but do it today. Become a $10 a month donor to Catholic Answers Live, 888-291-8000. Back to the phones we go. Bob's in Los Angeles listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. I didn't even mention the app. That's another place we're available. Bob, go ahead with your question for Carlo.
Well, I'll start with, does Catholic Answers always give more than it gets? I totally agree. We should donate to
organization. Well, thank you, Bob.
So, thank you, Bob. Thanks very much.
No question about it. So here's my question. Is the Bible, or the New Testament, let's just leave it at that, was it largely meant as a liturgical aid, and it was always meant to be understood in conjunction with the church? And if I'm right about that, which I probably heard on this show, if I am right, what do people miss if they get that wrong?
Interesting question. So with regard to the first one, I don't know if we can say that the authors were intending to write, say the gospel writers were intending to write their gospels to be utilized within local liturgies and in local churches, and to be utilized in order to enhance and be embedded within liturgical celebrations. I'm not quite sure that they would have that intention. Their intention is to report what Jesus said and did, and then to offer as well to make certain theological arguments based upon the historical sayings and deeds of Jesus in light of the Old Testament prefigurements, etc. But I'm not so sure they would be intending it for liturgy. But that doesn't mean that the New Testament was utilized as a liturgical aid within the liturgy, and utilizing the New Testament to motivate, to be embedded within, to enhance, to give content to liturgical celebrations. And that is clearly the case. So not only were the New Testament scriptures read within the liturgy, right? That was one of the criteria for determining whether a particular book was going to be included within the canon, one among others. But one was it being read in the liturgy? If it was, well, they could check that off and then go on to the others. So that was an important criterion for the early church in discerning which books belong in the canon of Scripture. But of course, as you know, Bob, and our listeners know, our liturgical celebration, the Eucharistic celebration, the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, is inundated with scriptural references, both from the Old Testament and the New Testament. So one that comes immediately to mind is the Sanctus, Holy, Holy, Holy. We see that in the prophet Isaiah when he has a vision of the heavenly throne room and the angels are singing it then. And then John the Evangelist has his vision in the book of Revelation, and they're still singing it, right? I think that's in Revelation chapter 4. And we have the words of institution themselves that are given to us by the synoptic gospel writers. And we celebrate the Last Supper, right? Making present what our Lord did at the Last Supper, which is his one sacrifice, utilizing the words of institution, this is my body, this is my blood. Of course, we could go on and on and on. I actually have a product at shop.catholic.com called the Biblical the Bible Blueprint for the Mass, where I actually show how scripture from both Old and New Testaments are running throughout the liturgy itself, and how the liturgy is based on and informed by scripture, which is the beginning of all theology, as the church teaches. And so the New Testament indeed is a liturgical aid. As to whether the New Testament authors intended it to be so, that's a different question that I'm not so sure about. Now, you had asked the second question. Please remind me, Bob, what was that second question? It slipped my mind.
Was the New Testament always intended to be read in conjunction with one church, you know, the Catholic Church, as opposed to like separated and thought like, well, this is the Bible and this is the church, and they're two different things?
Okay. All right. Yes. Yeah. So the answer would be yes. So, the scriptures are meant to be read within the heart of the church. There's a certain Christian heritage and a Christian life, lived experience of the Christian life, that's embedded within the moral lives and the Christian standard of living of the early Christians, particularly the apostles, and how they lived, what they thought, and what the behaviors they engaged in, considering it to be holy and good, the behaviors they avoid, considering it to be sinful. That Christian heritage, that lived experience of the Christian life, was embedded not only in their lives themselves and their life testimony, but in the ceremony observances of the breaking of the bread or the Eucharistic celebration. And so it's that lived experience, what we call sacred tradition, that the early Christians intended these texts that they wrote to be read within. So you would never have the New Testament authors intending the documents to be read in a way separate from the apostolic preaching, say, and what Paul and what the other apostles were preaching in the local churches. What they wrote was not intended to be an exhaustive treatise of theology. It was always meant to complement and be read in conjunction with the apostolic preaching and the whole experience, lived experience of the Christian life. And so, this is why we as Catholics say that in order to discern this, in order to derive certainty, to arrive at certainty about divine revelation, pulling from the Second Vatican Council Dei Verbum, we do not look to Scripture alone in order to arrive at certainty about divine revelation. Rather, we look to both Scripture and tradition, because the very understanding of the written text, the proper understanding of the written text, is embedded within that quote-unquote sacred tradition, that lived experience of the Christian life that was heard through the apostolic preaching, that was lived in their Christian testimony, and that was celebrated in the liturgical celebrations and the observances that they observed. Is that helpful, Bob?
Very helpful. Thank you, Carlo.
Okay, fantastic.
I was a little bit off there. I really appreciate the course correction on that. It was very enlightening.
Thank you, Bob,
Beautiful.
And thank you for the kind words. Hey, we're in the very last hours now of our quarterly pledge drive. Four times a year, we come to you and ask you if you will fund the work that we do here in sharing the good news about Jesus and his church. You've always, for more than 26 years now, you've always come through. We're very grateful for it. We do have a long way to go in a very short time if we're going to be fully funded for this drive. We started today at $110,000 needed to be fully funded of our $220,000, meaning, as you can tell, we were halfway there. We're making some progress, not super fast, but we're getting there. But what I want you to know is that we have a $20,000 match this hour. It's not a match that we expected. We had two very kind donors say, hey, I want to boost up, because we started out with just $100,000 in matching money. We met all of that in the first 2 days. We are now in the last day, and we have those two donations that have gotten us up to $20,000 to match this hour. Please help us use all of that up. I do notice that quite a few folks coming in at that $10 a month level. That's what I asked you to do. I'm so grateful that you did. Maybe you can come in at the $20 a month level. At the $10 a month level, as I said before, you're a member of Society 315. You get the Hallow app for a full year, the premium edition of the Hallow app, the most popular Catholic prayer app in the world for a full year. At the $20 a month level, in addition to being a member of Society 315 and getting the Hallow app, we'll also send you Joe Heschmeyer's book, Pope Peter, and we'll send you the beautiful new book from Father John Weiss called Bible Mary, and it's about the Mother of Jesus in the Word of God. We're going to take a very quick break. There are 12 lines open, perfect time to call, whatever the amount of your pledge, from $1 to $20,000. It's all matched right now, 888 291-8000.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live, Thursday afternoon, open forum. Carlo Broussard, our guest this hour. Tim Staples, our guest next hour. All the lines full right now with questions, so we will get right back to the questioning. But once again, I want to remind you that we are in the very last 90 minutes now, the last 90 minutes of our February pledge drive. We've got a very long way to go, but as you have heard probably many times before, we extraordinary things happen around here at Catholic Answers, and if you'll keep calling with the pledges, I have no doubt we can make it to the $220,000 mark about $100,000 from now. We're still about $100,000 away from, a little more than $100,000 away from that. 888-291-8000 is the place to go. We've still got that $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match. Perfect time to call before it gets used up. 888-291-8000. In studio with us now, Chris Check, president of Catholic Answers.
888-291-8000. Cy, and just let me underscore, that's a true match. So, my friends, that means that we don't get the money until we meet it. The donor says we're going to give you this $20,000. I think it's actually two in this case who together put up $20,000. But they said, we're not going to give it to you until you meet it. So that's up to you, my friends, all of you listening to the program today, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or even simpler than that, GiveCatholic.com. You can go to GiveCatholic.com and make your gift, 888-291-8000. And we don't get that $20,000 until you help us meet this match. Cy, I've been thinking about something here these past couple of days, and I reflect on this from time to time. It's extraordinary when you think about all the Catholic Answers does. Now, this radio program, it costs us a little shy of about $1 million a year to put on. There's a tremendous amount of talent that has to be paid. We were talking yesterday about how you could have gone the route of a Major League Baseball player, but instead you decided to become the world's best radio host.
I'm not convinced of the premise, but yeah, okay.
Okay, well then Carlo Broussard could have been an Olympic power lifter, but instead he decided to... Right. Is that a little more believable?
He could have been an Olympic accordionist.
Well, it's actually true. Carlo gave up a very lucrative
musical
and promising
career.
Musical career. To become a Catholic apologist, right? And so here at Catholic Answers, of all the apologists in the world, you know, five of the very best are on the full-time staff here at Catholic Answers. And then there are so many people behind the scenes at Catholic Answers, you know, right here on the other side of the glass, Zach and Edgar and Andrew, who make this show work as professionally and with so much harmony. Carlo's in Tulsa, and yet it's totally seamless with his beautiful studio there and a clean connection. All this is made possible, my friends, because of your generosity. 888-291-8000. And here's the other thing that's made possible by it. It's free. It's you don't pay. It's not Hulu, right? You don't have to pay to get Catholic Answers Live. All you have to do is tell Alexa or go to Catholic.com or go to Catholic Answers Facebook or play the app or tune on your local tower or whatever. It is completely free. And Cy, this describes most of what we do at Catholic Answers.
That's right. Yes.
All the content.
That's right. Yeah.
All the content on Catholic.com is free.
Yeah.
There's no special paywall for like premium members or anything. Everything on Catholic.com is free. The radio program is totally free. Podcasts, Council of Trent, Shameless Popery, Carlo's, Sunday Catholic Word. All the Catholic Answers Focus, all the podcasts are free. In fact, we charge for books,
But a lot of people don't get charged for books. Like a prisoner in prison won't get charged for a book, or a seminarian.
And the truth is, our books are subsidized. I mean, one of the reasons we're able to give away Joe Heschmeyer's book for $3 a copy is because of the generosity of our supporters. Our magazine, Catholic Answers Magazine, that's free.
Yeah.
It goes out to 30,000 people. It's free. Anybody who, my friends, if you've never given to Catholic Answers, 888-291-8000, you're going to start getting our magazine. We give it free to everyone who supports us. So the vast majority of what we do, we give away for free. And the reason we're able to do this, my friends, is because of your generosity. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. We want to continue to give this show away for free. We don't want to charge for podcasts. We don't want to charge for a magazine. We don't want to set up a paywall for this special section of Catholic.com or any of those things. Folks, your generosity means we continue to spread the gospel for free, and we do it with the very best and most joyful apologetics and evangelizing talents in the English-speaking world. I'm just going to say, it's just true. These guys are just, they're great.
Yeah.
They're great at what they do. They're great at what they do. So my friends, I need you to be generous. We're wrapping this up, as Cy said, 888-291-8000. We're still a fur piece from this 20,000 match, which is a true match. We don't get it until we meet it. So I'm going to make, can I say some more? Can I keep talking, Cy?
Please, I love hearing you talk.
Oh, I love the sound of my own voice too.
Good, we both do.
So I'm listening in the studio when Carlo is on and he's taking a call from Seoul.
Oh, yeah,
Seoul, South Korea. And, like, we get calls from Shanghai.
But here's the best thing, though. It's a Nigerian guy calling from Seoul.
Oh,
we're covering two countries.
Well, this is the
two continents.
This is the Church Universal. This
right.
Sweden, the Philippines, Guam, Shanghai. I'm like, you probably know all the different countries we're constantly getting calls from. So this isn't just something that's on your tower in St. Louis or in Nashville or in Portland, which are all great cities. I love them all. But we're reaching. You're making it possible, my friends. 888-291-8000 with your generosity to reach beyond the lower 48, right?
To
the whole world. So, my friends, can I say one more thing, Cy?
Yes, please.
Yeah, good. So here's the thing, my friends. The way we're going to get to our goals, we need some people to make some large gifts.
Amen, brother.
So we need some large gifts. Now, here at Catholic Answers, we have something called our President's Club, and there's several different levels of giving. And if you go to Catholic.com, those can all be explained to you. But the entry level in is $1,000 for the year. So here's but I'm going to ask you to do this. If you want to join our President's Club and you want to take advantage of all the benefits, like the free books that you get and things of this nature, and special events at our conferences and this sort of thing. Instead of giving me $1,000, instead of giving Catholic Answers $1,000, how about $100 a month? All right, so that comes out to $1,200, and that's an extra $200. But I can't figure out what 1,000 divided by 12 is, right?
I don't think that's humanly possible.
Yeah,
I don't think anyone knows.
When I was in the artillery, we did a lot of math, but I haven't done any since then. so just round it up. $100 a month. I'm asking now, are there people out there listening, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, who can give us $100 a month? And if you can, that money is going to be matched 12 months out.
Right.
So this $20,000 challenge that's in front of us right now, they're gonna match your $100 a month all the way to the end of the year. So the first 12 months of your doing that. So that's going to be 200 to us. So maybe you can do 100, maybe you can do 250 a month. There are people listening, you can do $500 a month. And these are the kinds of gifts. Now, if you want to do a one-time gift, we won't say no. But these are the kinds of gifts we need right now, 888-291-8000. And talk to whomever answers the phone. They can explain the benefits of President's Circle Weekend and all these things that attach to this. But what I really need from you folks right now is generosity, deep, deep generosity, to keep this program on the air.
888-291-8000. That's Chris Check, President of Catholic Answers. Thank you, Chris. Thank you very much for coming in. This is
Cy, there are 6 phone lines open right now.
Yep. 888-291-8000. Fill them up.
Fill up those phone lines, my friends.
But I got the funniest news for you. Guess who's on the line right now? Luke in Seoul, South Korea, who you were just talking about. I swear,
Luke,
I'm not even kidding.
He called back. Luke, it's one question a day, man.
Luke, you there with us?
Hello, I can hear you guys.
All right, what were we just talking about? You go ahead with your question for Carlo. Thank you, Chris.
All right, God bless you.
Go ahead, Luke.
All right. Hello, Carl. Good morning from here, and happy Lunar New Year.
Oh, thank you. Happy Lunar New Year.
Yeah. All right. So my question is this. How would you respond to a non-Catholic who says that the woman in Revelation 12, whom John was referring to, is the church, not Mary, like the Catholic Church teaches?
Okay. All right. Very good question. I actually deal with this question in my book, Meeting the Protestant Response. I have a chapter where I look at Revelation 12, 1 through 5, and answer several Protestant comebacks or responses to our interpretation of that text. The first thing to point out, Luke, is that we do not deny that the woman can refer to the people, to Israel, and or the church, because the images within the book of Revelation are, can be interpreted on a multi-level, multi-layer way. There's multiple meanings to the images that are used in Scripture, the woman of Revelation 12 being one of them. So the Catechism of the Catholic Church actually affirms that the woman can refer or is referring to the people of Israel. The church is acknowledging that and referring to that. But what we have a problem with, Luke, is the claim that the woman does not refer to Mary. So we're okay with affirming it does refer to other things, because images in the book of Revelation can refer to a variety of different things. But what we have contention with is the denial that the woman refers to Mary. And here's how we would respond to that denial and provide a reason why we think it does refer to Mary. Consider this, Luke. In that passage, in the context, there are other figures that are mentioned whom we interpret to be a reference to an individual person. One, the male child born of the woman. We say that's a reference to Jesus. It may refer to other things as well. We might be able to offer a polyvalent, multi-layered interpretation of the male child, but technically it refers to Jesus. He's, because it's quoting Psalm 2, he shall rule with a rod of iron or an iron rod. That's a reference to the Messiah. The Messiah is Jesus. So that's a reference to Jesus, an individual person. Secondly, John talks about the red dragon waiting there to devour the child. And John specifies clearly for us that it is the ancient serpent of old. In other words, the devil. Third figure is Michael, the archangel. John starts talking about Michael, the archangel. That's an individual person. And then, of course, you have the woman. So check this out, Luke. If three of the four figures are on a first level of interpretation interpreted to be an individual person, well, then it's fitting, reasonable, and sound to interpret the woman to be a reference on a first level of interpretation to be an individual person. And who might that be? The mother of the Messiah, namely Mary. And so in light of the context and the other figures that are mentioned by John, we have good reason to conclude that the woman, at least on a first level of interpretation, is a reference to Mary. And then furthermore, Luke, John's describing her as the as the queen mother within the kingdom of the messianic king, namely Jesus, because he describes her as with the crown of 12 stars upon her head. That signifies her queenship. Well, who was the queen in the Davidic kingdom? The mother of the king. Here, John is describing the messianic king, Jesus. And there's the mother described in her queen in a queenly manner, signifying that this woman is the queen mother of the Davidic kingdom, restored and transfigured by the messianic king Jesus. And who is that queen mother but Mary, the mama of the king? So those would be two lines of reasoning, two approaches that we could begin to take in having this conversation with those who deny the woman being a reference to Mary.
Luke, I'm going to leave it there because we got to go back to fundraising. But thanks so much for the call. It's always nice to hear from you. And it's funny that we were just talking about you. And there you were on the line. That's wonderful. It really is a great privilege always to get to speak with you. Hey, we've got 14 lines open right now. We're going to take about a 30-second break. Now is the time to call and make your pledge. Let me tell you where we are. We've still got more than half of our $20,000 match to use up, and only about 15 minutes left on the air this hour. Can we use more than $10,000 in 15 minutes? Well, we can, but we need folks to pick up the phone line and call 888-291-8000. This is the time in the hour and the time in the pledge drive where we do, when we're in these circumstances, where we do say to folks who are especially blessed and can make those larger contributions, maybe $1,000, maybe $2,500, in some cases, maybe even $5,000 or more, this would be a wonderful time to get your call, in addition to all the great calls we've been getting, to put us over that finish line. We've got a long way to go, but we can get there with your help. 888-291-8000.
In Morse code, the sequence SOS is a distress call. It's been said that it stands for Save Our Souls. Well, right now our world is in big trouble, and we're putting out an SOS call for help. Will you answer that call? St. Paul Street Evangelization, a Catholic nonprofit, has hundreds of teams who share the good news with souls who don't know Jesus. Catholic Answers is supported in part by St. Paul Street Evangelization. Visit streetevangelization.com to get involved.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Carla Broussard, our guest this hour. Coming up next hour, Tim Staples, but both here for Open Forum. If you've got a question about the Catholic faith, whoever you are, wherever you are, if you got a phone, just call 888-318-7884, and we'll get you on the line as quick as we can to get your question answered, 888-318-7884. Before I go back to those lines and let Carlo do his regular job, however, I will ask you again if you could please support us in these last, we're in the last hour and 15 minutes now of our pledge drive. Quarterly, we come to you and ask you for your support. To do everything that we do costs about what it costs, well, a little less than it costs for 1 second of a Super Bowl ad. So think about that when you're watching the Super Bowl. Everything we do for 3 months costs less than 1 second of a Super Bowl ad, $220,000, and we can do all of the radio programming, at least 10 shows every week. We can do all the podcasting we do. We can do all the social media stuff we do. We can do the Spanish. We now have Spanish language YouTube materials available, just on and on and on. I could go on, but the app, everything. All for $220,000 every 3 months. We need your help right now. There are 11 lines open. I'll remind you that when you call, you are calling into this building where we are sitting right now. You're speaking with our colleagues. They want to take your call. They want to chat with you if you want to chat, but they are more than willing to get you done in about 90 seconds. If you just tell them, I don't have a lot of time, can we get this done quickly? They'll get it done. 888-291-8000. We still have... Let me just make sure that I'm telling you the truth. I'm going to just check a page here. We still have more than $10,000 of match money left for this hour. That's good news if you haven't made your pledge yet. That's not so great news for us. We really need to use up that money. 888-291-8000. Could you come in at the $10 a month level and become a member of Society 315? Could you come in at the $20 a month level? Maybe $45 a month. At each level, there are different gifts. You can find the list of the gifts at CatholicAnswersRadio.com or just ask the person on the line what the gifts are. 888-291-8000. More than anything, we would ask you for your support because we truly believe in what we do here. We truly believe in it because we know the world so confused and hurting needs it. It needs to know about the love of Jesus Christ. It needs to know about the healing, especially in the sacraments of his church that he offers the world. And we believe in it because it's something we do together. We've always done it with you. We've always done this as a, you know, it's never been a thing where we had some donor with $1 million say, hey, go get it, kid. It's always been a thing where it takes thousands of lay Catholics to come together and do it. And the fact that it's lasted 26 years now on the air makes us think that there's something beyond just the human power powering it. And so we have come to have faith in it. We have faith in you as our listeners. We do need your help now. We got a long way to go. 888-291-8000. Safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com or just text the word Catholic to 24365. 24365. All right, well, let's make Carla do some work. Let's go to Judith in Texas, listening on 910 AM. Judith, awful glad you're here. Go ahead with your question for Carla.
Hello. Hey, I'd like to say thanks for your show. It's really good to hear all the information that you answer in your questions.
Thank you, Judith.
And my question... You're welcome. My question today is just answering somebody's question to when they say that why does the Catholic Church promote themselves as an economy system in the sense of, oh, play 10 Hail Marys, do a decade of the Rosary, do a novena. Uh-huh. And if you do these many coins, you're going to get this much back.
Gotcha.
So how do you respond? And then if there's more time, is the other one is the people... like my brother that's saying that how can Peter be the first pope? But that's a second question.
Yeah. So you can I'll tell you what, we'll send you a book on Pope Peter. So you just hang on that one. We'll send it to you. But Carlo, is the Catholic Church just an exchange economy?
No, it's not. And Judith, I think it's important to explain to the person that you're having this sort of conversation with is that what the church is professing is what the Bible teaches. What St. Peter teaches, inspired by the Holy Spirit in his letters, that love covers a multitude of sins, all right? And so there are a variety of different ways in order to love and to manifest that love, different acts of love. And whenever we perform those acts of love in turn contribute to our holiness, getting rid of the guilt of sin, and also getting rid of remnants of sin, certain unhealthy attachments to created goods, what we call a debt of temporal punishment due for past forgiven sins. And so it's not that it's an exchange, an economic exchange or an economic system. It's really understood through the lens of love, that whenever we love God and whenever we love neighbor, that contributes to our growth in holiness, which in turn entails turning away from sin, being cleansed of sin, and the remnants of sin. And so I think once we understand that, then we can begin to see clearly that the Catholic Church is not operating on some just economic system, like you just check off your box and then, you know, you pay your dues and then, or you pay your payment and you pay the price and then you get something in return. It's not that. Rather, it is a system of love. It is a system of relationship, because as we perform those acts of the relationship with God and neighbor, namely love, that in turn is going to strengthen and help us individually in that relationship. And that's what the good works are all about. And what our Lord reveals to us is that those good works can indeed merit eternal life, final salvation at the end of our lives, when they are done motivated by charity. Our Lord teaches us in Matthew 25, 31 through 46, the sheep go to heaven because of the corporal works of mercy that they perform. James tells us in James 2, 24, we are justified by works, not by faith alone. And the works that he has in mind is what our Lord taught, namely the corporal works of mercy or works of love. And so this Catholic idea of acts of love contributing to our own salvation, which involves getting rid of sin and the remnants of sin, that is revealed explicitly in sacred scripture.
And I'm going to leave that there. You hang on the line and we'll send you a copy of the book, Pope Peter. And thank you very much. That's another thing that our donors make possible is you hear us give away these books. And we give away a lot more as well to folks who need these books. One of the great joys is all the things that we're able to send to prison, including this signal. Right now, there are people listening in prison. And God bless you, brothers and sisters. Because they have their radio in prison, but they're, in many other ways, cut off from the wider Catholic community. This is one way that we can all be together, and we're very grateful for that. Let me tell you where we are right now. We got 8 more minutes in the hour, and we have $9,000 to raise to use our match that we have for this hour. 8 minutes to raise $9,000. I don't know. Can we do it? Well, it's up to you. There are folks who can make those larger donations. If you could, now is a perfect time to do that. I have to say, lots of folks, new donors coming in at the $10 or $20, some at the $50 a month level. That is wonderful, and we are extremely grateful for it. It's wonderful that will be a relationship that will persist because we'll stay in touch now that we've got that monthly connection. But we do need some folks who can make those larger one-time gifts right now as we come into the very last minutes of this hour. We started with a $20,000 match. It's now down to $9,000. Left to use up. Could you do a $500 gift right now? Are you someone who has the means to do that? Could you do a $1,000 gift? 888-291-8000. 13 lines open right now. 13 of our colleagues not on the phone. 6 of them are taking calls right now, but 13 just waiting for calls. Perfect time, if you've been thinking about it, to pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000. Maybe you are one of those people who's extraordinarily blessed, and it's within your means. It's within what you are able to do that you could do a $2,000 gift or a $5,000 gift. Again, we have $9,000 of match money that we do not want to leave on the table in these last minutes of this hour. 888. Oh, look at that, a $2,000 gift. Thank you, Sherry from Beautiful. Texas. So now we're down to $7,000. $7,000 to go this hour. Carla?
Yeah, you know, Cy, to that point with regard to those who have the means to be generous in large sums, I'll just throw out there what St. Paul tells Timothy in 1 Timothy 6, 17 through 19. The rich are to be generous and ready to share, thus storing up treasure for themselves as a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of that which is truly life. And so there you have St. Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit, encouraging those who have the financial means to give the laborers in the vineyard, Catholic answers. So we call, we invite, we beg for those of you who are able to please be generous and give us a call, 888-291-8000, to support the good work that we do here at Catholic Answers. And so you got an exhortation from St. Paul.
888-291-8000. Hey, Tim's going to be in the next hour, so if you're on the line, stay on the line. We are going to get to your call right away when we come back. And that number, 888-291-8000, where you can talk with our colleagues, there are eight of them ready to take your calls right now. Eight colleagues just waiting to take your calls. I'll let you know in maybe 3 or 4 minutes. It'd be more like 5 or 6 minutes till I'll know for sure. Did we make the match this hour? About 6,000 to go right now. About 6,000. Can we do $6,000 in the next few minutes and get us, first of all, use up that match and get us that much closer to being fully funded for the next 3 months? That costs $220,000. I'll give you the full update when we come back in a few seconds. 888-291-8000.